What happens when you wake up one morning and realize the career you worked so hard to build no longer fits? Maybe you're restless in a role that once excited you, or perhaps you're watching your industry transform while you stand still. You're not broken. You're experiencing what's become the new normal. With average job tenure shrinking to just 4 or 5 years, and nearly 90% of workers feeling disengaged, career change isn't the exception anymore. It's the rhythm of modern work life. But here's the problem. Most of us freeze when contemplating change because we're anticipating worst-case scenarios or mourning what we might lose. We need a better way forward, one that embraces uncertainty without recklessness. Think of your career like a smartphone. Your education provides the base operating system, but staying relevant means continuously downloading new apps, skills, interests, connections, and experiences. The old career ladder is gone. What replaces it is something more fluid and iterative. A career pivot isn't plan B when things fail. It's plan A, the primary strategy for navigating modern work. The crucial distinction? Pivoting means building on what's already working to make a purposeful shift in a related direction. The framework unfolds in 4 stages. First, plant. Establish your foundation through values, strengths, and a 1-year vision. Then scan. Research opportunities, have strategic conversations, and map possibilities. Next, pilot. Run small, low-risk experiments to test your direction. Finally, launch. Make bigger moves that require commitment despite lingering uncertainty. This isn't a one-time journey, but a cycle you'll repeat throughout your career. Your timeline depends on the scope of change, your risk threshold, financial runway, and complexity of what you're building toward. Success increasingly means high net growth, prioritizing learning, challenge, and contribution over monetary gain alone. The most fulfilled professionals operate in the stretch zone, that sweet spot between comfort, where boredom creeps in, and panic, where anxiety paralyzes. Think of a corporate lawyer transitioning to environmental advocacy, or a tech executive launching a social enterprise, strategic extensions of existing capabilities toward greater alignment with personal values. Avoid 180-degree pivots with little connection to your current skills. Instead, make lateral moves that leverage existing expertise while adding new dimensions. A marketing manager moving into product development, a teacher transitioning to educational technology. These shifts build bridges from current capabilities to new opportunities. Examine what's already working: dormant professional relationships, underutilized technical skills, industry knowledge that could apply in new contexts. You'll often discover dozens of apps already downloaded that you aren't fully utilizing. A sales professional might leverage relationship-building skills for business development. A project manager could apply organizational expertise to operations consulting. The magic lies in recombining what you already possess in novel ways. Change demands financial breathing room. Calculate your monthly NUT across 3 tiers: bare minimum expenses, comfortable lifestyle costs, and ideal scenario. Distinguish needs from wants ruthlessly. Your runway, how long savings support you without income, should be 6 months minimum, ideally 12 to 18 months for optimal freedom. Beyond money, your values act as life filters, clarifying priorities and guiding decisions. During pivots, they create boundaries and reveal how to structure days for maximum fulfillment. Your happiness formula, the unique mix elevating mood and resilience when energy dips, becomes essential. Morning walks, deep work, creative projects aren't luxuries, they're necessities for sustainable change. Crafting your 1-year vision, resist the tyranny of the hows. You don't need the complete roadmap yet. Imagine it's 1 year ahead and you've achieved wild success. What are you doing? How do you feel? What makes you proud? Then identify what parts already exist in your life, even slightly. This isn't fantasy, it's strategic foresight grounded in current reality. The strongest career moves blend warm connections, reputation capital, and thought leadership. Most opportunities emerge through existing networks and reputation-building activities, writing, speaking, or creating in your areas of expertise. Rather than seeking one holy grail mentor, start with one-off conversations with people you admire. These can deepen into regular consultations with your board of advisors or friendtaters, friends who provide domain-specific professional advice while maintaining genuine friendship. But relationships alone aren't enough. Test your direction through small experiments, like television pilots that test concepts before networks commit to full series. Your pilots reduce risk by determining the most promising direction. Options range from low to high risk: joining advisory boards, hosting topic-focused meals, conducting informal focus groups, trying 10 to 20% projects at work, volunteering for interest groups, creating pop-up programs, testing new service offerings with one client, or sharing ideas on social media to gauge resonance. After conducting a pilot, evaluate using three criteria: enjoyment, do I like doing it? Expertise, am I good at it? Can I increase my skills? And expansion, is there opportunity to grow in this market? Strong pilots connect to your values, vision, marketable skills, finances, and existing network. A good pilot ties into one of these areas. A great pilot connects to all five. Eventually, you'll face the big decision, the launch that completes your transition. The challenge is determining the right timing. Launch too soon and you may not be prepared. Wait too long and change may choose you. Common launch criteria include financial benchmarks, date-based timing, progress milestones, gut instinct, and factors involving others. Your gut instinct isn't mystical. It's literally a brain containing over 500 million neurons producing 90% of your body's serotonin. This gut brain deals with core identity and safety, with 90% of vagal nerve communication flowing from gut to brain. Fear of failure is inevitable. The reframe: most people's true definition of failure is actually regret. Project yourself to age 80 and ask what you'd regret more: trying something that failed or never trying at all. Business failures aren't personal. They're feedback on strategy, execution, or market fit. By returning to foundational stages after disappointment, you transform apparent failures into foundations for future success. Each setback provides valuable data, making you anti-fragile, stronger through adversity rather than broken by it. Pivoting requires courage every time, but you're responsible, not reckless. Thorough research, tested assumptions, and safety nets protect you while pushing boundaries. Maintain emergency funds, develop contingency plans, and build bridges before burning them. Your greatest fear isn't missing out, it's not trying. Build first, then courage follows. Small wins accumulate into confidence, and each successful pivot builds momentum for the next. With practice, pivots become fluid movements. Career plateaus aren't problems, but opportunities for strategic reassessment. Perfect moments to experiment with new skills or explore adjacent possibilities. In a world that changes faster than we can plan, the ability to pivot isn't just a career skill, it's a life skill. Every expert was once a beginner, and every successful pivot started with uncertainty. Each pivot brings you closer to alignment between your work and values, creating ripple effects that influence others and contribute to meaningful change. Embrace the uncertainty, recognize that the most fulfilling paths rarely follow straight lines, and remember, pivot is the new plan A.